Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. What's going on, friends and family? Tune in all over the world via all of the podcasting platforms. iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Get it on your smartphone and or mobile device to tune in to your girls here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, I know that you may be ready, but we need for you to be ready, because there is a difference. But of course, you know, I can't do this show by myself. I need my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's happening, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Now let's go ahead and get this party started, right? Okay, all right. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls love us some Fridays. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to Mr. Postman 023 on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, make sure you're following us, man. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at MM Live Radio, okay? Be the first one to shout us out or blow up notifications, and you could be next week's follower Friday.
You know this. Hashtag too many hashtags, where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Tell somebody, text them, tag them, whatever you got to do. Let them know that they got 8 minutes till the hashtags are on the way.
And this show, we're playing some new music from your favorite artist, man, during Hot Tracks Off the Rack. Listen, don't go anywhere. New music from Aaron Cole, Holland, and so much more. Listen, you don't want to miss it.
And stay close, because we have your dose of encouragement not too far after that, as my girl Mia will be dropping nothing but bombs during her 1 minute inspiration.
And listen, join us in on today's conversation. It's all centered around this question right here, all in the voting season that we just left right now. Do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard, or our voting system can't be trusted? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook, too, if you got it, at MM Live Radio. And let us know. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But listen, man, I got to let y'all know how my week was going, man. I started off my weekend. I went to the Panorama Tour that Gavi put on, man. The last stop was in Atlanta. It was so lit. Let me tell y'all my predicament. So I had my phone, and I was ready to record everything, the whole show, because I know Gavi was going to light it up.
Uh-oh.
Tell me why.
Uh-oh.
Pull my phone out. I get the opening scene when, like, Gavi comes out. It's all lit. Phone dies.
Oh! Mia! What?
I took an L on that one, y'all. I'm sorry. And I put it on our IG story. I'm sorry. I feel like I built all this anticipation, all this hype, and I let y'all down. But listen, I'm going to try to make it up to you with this next song, GNO, Guys Night Out by Gavi featuring Akleso. Then new music from your favorite artist starts after that. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Oh my. my yacht, yeah. I'm gonna kill him like shot. You cannot hate on my bros, yeah. Haters tripping, yeah, we know. Me, my bros, we taking over. Yeah, I'm chilling with my soldiers. Yeah, we steady, stay sober. You can't play me now, we grown up. We got plan in my head, yeah. Devil shooting fast, shooter shooting back. Holy water splash, these are the foolish clones. God protect my friends. From the MIA is where they do that.
Where we go tonight? Yeah, it's money time. What we gon' do? Like it's Fortnite. Where we go tonight? Maybe to Shanghai. About to pop off. How we survive? Where we go tonight? Yeah, it's money time. Sense.
We the underdog, all alone with the crew. We the underdog, all alone with the crew.
Where we go tonight? Yeah, it's money time. What we gon' do? Like it's both night. Where we go tonight? Maybe that's Shanghai. About to pop off. How we survive? Where we go tonight? Yeah, it's money time.
Was Guys Night Out, GNO by Gavi featuring Akleso. I know you guys like that vibe right there. Now we're about to get into brand new music from your favorite artist with hot tracks off the rack. Ooh, yeah, that is sizzling. Here's hot track number one, Greed, Money, Power by Aaron Cole featuring B-Leaf and Derek Minor. Listen, keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
Shots fired, but they miss. When I go outside, I take a risk. Put my hands up and make a fist. Excuse the slips on my wrist. Aristocrats think they sit in highness. We live inside of violence. And I don't blame the law, I blame us all. I do anything the police they call. It was cookouts, a pool party, at Starbucks, sipping on coffee, selling water, lemonade. And I ain't even got a gun, but you still afraid. Need a permit, cause you're salty. Don't be mad at what the government taught me. Everything they do is coming to the light. If you're walking with the sun, then you can see us all bright. Look at greed, money, power. Whoa, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Ay, ay, Lord help us, Lord, Lord help us. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Ay, ay, Lord help us, Lord help us.
They said I wouldn't make it out unless I had a jump shot. But I stay be dodging bullets, yeah, I always jump shots. Sending prayers up every day, but corruption, it won't stop. Like who really on my side, about to hire my own cops. It's like America trying to kill me, but first you gotta find me. Yeah, I'm at the top of a hill, figure like I'm Tommy. They want it, but just a flown it, flown it. They in office when they should be America's most wanted. All I see is
greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Ay, ay, Lord help us, Lord help us. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Ay, ay, Lord help us, Lord help us.
I got dogs out here running on those blocks. They got pills, pot of lean, and they shots. Don't be square if you ever call the cops. Blow your brains out, now you think outside the box.
I cannot tell the difference between the old boys, preachers and the politician. One trap door, one trap hole, one trap fear. Let me make it clear, they all rat trash full of cheese. What's the motivation? Money, pie, greed. For the green, we turn the world to the birds. What do they worship all over the earth? It's that
greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Hey, Lord help us, Lord help us. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Greed, money, power, whoa. Hey, Lord help us, Lord help us.
Listen, I don't think Aaron Cole has an off switch at all. Listen, man, he's bringing the heat all 2018 long. That was greed, money, power. He was talking about the green.
Come on, green money.
Right, greed, money, power by Aaron Cole featuring B-Leaf and Derek Minor. That was hot track number one. Listen, you're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. And listen up. I'm going to let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to
go in
on those hashtags, man. This segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag let's just behave. So we all know sometimes boys and girls don't play well with each other, and while that's expected, we expect for mentoring programs like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to help them coexist and build character along the way. Well, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts organization aren't playing nice either, to the point where legal action has been taking place. Now, we told y'all a while ago that Boy Scouts changed its name to Boy Scouts BSA because they will be admitting girls into the program and will be referring to their co-ed members as Scouts. Girl Scouts aren't liking that, so they filed a trademark lawsuit. The Girl Scouts feel like the Boy Scouts making this change will marginalize the female organization and erode its code brand identity. Mia, what do you think about this? I feel like I feel like Girl Scouts can be Girl Scouts because you're a girl, and the boys belong with the Boy Scouts because they're boys. Why do we have to make things complicated?
It's like, you know how like kids are when they're little and they're like, they're looking at me.
Yes.
And it's like, I feel like it's like that. They're acting like children. I feel like, I mean, everybody's a scout. What are you going to be? Girl people and boy people?
Right.
Like, what?
But I could see, honestly, why the Girl Scout organization will feel like, you know, the Boy Scouts making this change will marginalize the female organization, because at this point, there's really no need for a Girl Scout organization per se. Why? Because now they're allowing girls to be admitted into Boy Scouts.
Right,
you see
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can see as to why they're getting a little frustrated. But this whole battle of the Scouts, y'all have been Scouts for a long time. My husband was a Boy Scout.
And it's funny because you guys are in the same organization. You're really technically on the same team.
Yeah.
So you're fighting your teammate. They just got to get it together. We don't have time for this. We need unity in America.
Right. At this point, we have enough
from our Boy Scouts and
exactly.
Girl Scouts. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. I just feel like at this point, if you're going to, you know, want for boys and girls to carry themselves a certain way, we need for the mentoring program to set the example.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
We do not need this back and forth Boy Scout, Girl Scout, little boy and girl
fight. If y'all
fights.
Don't sit down and eat some Do-Si-Dos and Samoas and Thin Mints and settle all this out.
That's all we need.
Around a campfire. Sing a song. Making crafts. Do something.
Do something. Just don't be fighting.
Right, exactly.
Hashtag boys and girls.
Hashtag can all be scouts.
Hashtag but since y'all can't share.
Hashtag everybody gets a timeout.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag VS Diversity. Now, the annual Victoria's Secret fashion show was last Thursday, and everyone tuned in to see their favorite supermodels walk the runway. But, you know, this was a great fashion show for this year because everyone was so happy to see the diversity of women. All races were on the stage, and it was just beautiful to see, you know, to see so many different women of different races walk across that stage. But, you know, people still had a bone to pick with Victoria's Secret. People are saying how the fashion industry or Victoria's Secret fashion show particularly doesn't represent thick and curvy women. One person wrote, they're beautiful. However, I think VS should be boycotted. They never have thick women. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. That's always been my bone to pick with Victoria's Secret. You have so many. I feel like if you're going to have this big moment for women, you have different races and all these other types of things representing confidence and loving your body and all these types of things, but yet you don't have women. You don't have all types of women. Not every woman is a size 2. That's just being honest.
Yeah. Well, y'all have enough bones to pick, because the only thing that walked across the runway wasn't bones. Skin and bones.
Misa.
Okay. They were thin. Very thin. Don't get me wrong. Very, very beautiful women.
Yes, they're very beautiful.
Very beautiful women. But I totally understand where you're coming from, because I actually saw it when it came across my timeline on Instagram. And I was, you know, I was kind of disappointed to see that there wasn't a lot of, you know, meat. You know, curves. Meat curves on the runway.
But you have amazing models and body image advocates like Ashley Graham, who was an amazing supermodel. She could have walked the stage. They had an amazing opportunity and they ruined it. But, you know, you got next year. Better luck next time.
I just feel like representation is so important, and we just can't backtrack.
You can't.
You know?
You got to represent all women all on that stage. Hashtag if people say.
Hashtag thick thighs save lives.
Hashtag then I guess hips alone.
Hashtag we'll steal the show.
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current. As well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag the future is women. Midterm elections was a handful of days ago, which probably was one of the most important midterm elections ever. There's been a demand for recounting of votes and runoff elections in the talks so far. So much has been going on. But let me tell you who has showed up and showed out, y'all, and that is women. Man, let me tell you, these ladies running for Congress have made us so proud because they have solidified their spot in the House. Like Ayanna Pressley, she's the first colored woman elected in the Boston City Council. I think her name is pronounced Ilan Omar. She's the first Somali American legislator elected in office. And we also have the youngest elected legislator. The list goes on and on. But also, y'all, there's just so many more ladies that have made history. And I know they will represent us very, very well.
Alexa, play Run the World by Beyonce. Alexa, play Ladies Night. Alexa, what's another song? I'm trying to think of somebody else. Alexa, play I'm Every Woman.
Come on now.
Come on now. Ladies showing up and showing out, even in D.C. I love it.
I love it, too. And to be honest, Mia, the way that these ladies have been showing their power and unity and have uplifted each other, it's just absolutely amazing. And I think that, like we said before in the last hashtag, representation is so important.
We need that more in the world, period. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, the White House, the Senate, representatives, judicial system, if that's the start, I'm okay with that.
Let's do it, because the future is women.
Exactly.
The future is women. Hashtag, there's women in Congress.
Hashtag, it's getting pretty lit.
Hashtag, now all we need.
Hashtag, is a female president.
Hashtag, too many hashtags.
I'm calling my Auntie Michelle. Okay. Hashtag, listen to this one, guys. Hashtag, chipping in with flavors. So, of course, we all know Thanksgiving is approaching and everyone's getting into the holiday spirit, including Pringles chips. Now, they will be coming out with a Thanksgiving-inspired flavors for their potato chips. Now, I thought about this and I was like, I think Pringles is the perfect chip to do it. I'm gonna tell you why. Because, you know, Lay's are so light and airy, mm-hmm. and sometimes you miss the flavor. I want to taste all of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like with the type of chip that Pringles is, they can master that.
Yeah, and Pringles, give me turkey gravy chips.
I think that would be amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like a collard green, a neck bone chip. Like, you know, just imagine that on the, like, what next to his little mustache, like a little neck bone. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I think they could really seize it. But I feel like Pringles, you gotta do it right. I want a cornbread chip. I mean, I don't know what that would taste like, but give me the experience.
5-cheese macaroni chip.
I'm saying, I think that would be, listen, Pringles, if you need ideas, let us know. Your girls, Eminem, we got you. But honestly, I really like the idea that they're getting into the holiday spirit. And whatever chips they come out with, I'm honestly willing to try.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think Lay's needs to take a little note, because they got these weird flavors.
Yeah, I don't know what wasabi is, chicken nuggets. I don't know what they're doing. But listen, Pringles, we are rooting for you. Hashtag Thanksgiving flavors.
Hashtag as far as the eyes can see.
Hashtag this year we'll be saying.
Hashtag pass the Pringles, please.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you got to tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
We've got so much. We've got 1 minute inspiration, a great conversation, and we've got hot tracks off the racks. Sizzling. Never before. But listen, Mia, we've got some more good music, and I got to say this. One phrase, no big deal.
Listen, no big deal, man. He's on tour and still releasing new music, man. The grind never stops. Here's new music from No Big Deal. Hot track number 2 here is Over Here by No Big Deal. Keep it like right here. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Let's do it again.
Hot track number 2.
Turn up, man.
Billy. Okay. You think it's all about the swag?
Over here.
You think it's all about the bag?
Over here.
Really, we just spit the facts?
Over here.
Really, you just wouldn't last?
Over here.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, new kid. Yeah. New kid on the block, a Smith & Wesson in my locks. Head is just a weapon and I look like Static Shock. One time for the threads, I got the blessing from my pop. Two times for the paper, like the second Michael Scott. Serpent said the name was Lucy and she's recruiting. I'ma get the holy loose leaf and get to shooting. Say you know a better roster, please introduce me. Indie tribe, the biggest movement since Free and Boosie. I came from the clay just like I'm Cassius, son. I'ma be the greatest like I'm Ash Ketchum. Yeah, got some living water, I could pass you some. And the way that I be spraying, gonna have you Harlem shaking like, shake it, shake it. Shake it, I'ma shake it off. Like Taylor, I'm a saying, I'm a spirit bomb. I'm a slayer like I play guitar. Just a player with the head that's like a cinder block. Let me cut them off. You think it's all about the swag?
Over here.
You think it's all about the bag?
Over here.
Really, we just spit the facts?
Over here.
On the block, a Smith & Wesson in my locks. Hell is just a weapon and I look like Static Shock. One time for the threads, I got the blessing from my pop. Two times for the paper, like a second Michael Scott. Fresh off tour, I got the juice. Bless my Lord, I got the loot. Kiss my boot and hit the booth. Got the force like I was Luke. Not a fool, spit the truth out my tooth, take your tooth, really new altitude, and my crew got the cool interlude, made it through, out the tomb, did I lose, I hit Marty on the celly, call me Padawan. Most you rappers don't believe what you got tatted on. You say the kids are all gimmicks and we don't get it. But you just reading the script and we really live it. Metaphysics, way I wrote it, they gon' quote it like the POTUS pinned it. Keep my focus on my soul, not on your own opinion. Got the tribal on our skin and on my golden pendant. So you know the difference, yeah.
We cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Welcome back to the number one teeny young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was Over Here No Big Deal.
Listen, we got more new music from your favorite artists after that, so make sure you keep it locked right here. But listen, man, make sure you're subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast.
Yes.
And that's on everything. I'm talking about iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. And for more info, just go to our website, man, misaandmia.com/podcast.
Man, we have so much going on for the rest of the show. Woman Inspiration, we still got our hot tracks off the racks. popping like grease, man. It's going to be insane.
But listen, this is Misa's first show as a 24-year-old because she just celebrated a birthday. Misa, how are you feeling? You're 24. Goodbye, MJ year. Hello, Kobe.
Kobe, 24. It feels great.
How did you celebrate? I already know, but let the people know.
Y'all, the way I celebrated was the craziest. I had so much fun. Literally, I had no plans for my birthday at all. My friends, at least like a month outside of my birthday, always ask me, what are we doing? What's the plan? What's the move? I had no moves. I had no plans. I had no ideas. I had nothing. But I knew that for my 25th birthday, I knew I wanted to do something really big, something really special, yeah. You know, to bring in the big 25. So I just kind of wanted to do something small, intimate with the closest people and my friends and family that I love and love me. So we literally put our shoes on. We put, you know, laced up the cars, got them all ready, and we played an epic game of kickball. And it was the best idea I think I ever could have come up with.
Epic. It was so much fun. And it's crazy how like the little things like kickball can be like so much fun. As long as you got the people around you, it's fun.
It meant so much to me. Everybody that I've known like for a number of years were there. A lot, all of my wedding party was there. So, I mean, it just was really special that everyone that loves us so much. And honestly say, Misa, Kimo, if y'all need anything, call us. I called them and they were there.
Listen, well, we're so glad grateful that you had a great birthday.
Yeah.
We know that 24 is going to be an amazing year. So I had to make sure I put that out there for you to give you a happy birthday. Your first show as a 24-year-old.
I know. You know my team won. Shout out to Team Kobe.
Oh, yes. Team Kobe. I was on that team. Yes, holding down first base. Don't sleep on the kid.
But okay, listen. My husband's getting too frustrated because he lost.
He lost. It's okay. But listen, man, let's get back to the conversation. So listen, for Eminem Live Radio's conversation this week, we're talking about, like, you know, the voting season that we just left, you know, midterms elections just ended. So therefore, we were asking this question on the show. Do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can't be trusted? That's a good question right there. Now, we asked this question on social media, and of course, you got Team Eminemo is coming in clutch with the comments on social media. Huge, huge shout out to you guys for giving your opinions and comments on this week's question. Now, we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
On Instagram at BossManBlade. Thanks for commenting. This person says, can't be trusted at all in capital letters with 4 exclamation points.
He got trust issues.
Yeah. We're going to pray for him. On Facebook, Frederick Tucker says, both. Walter Johnson Jr., thanks so much for your comment, says voting system can't be trusted.
Listen, well, let us know. What do you guys think? Do you think this year's midterm election can prove that our voices can be heard or our voting system can be trusted?
Huge thanks go out to everybody who decided to answer the question for this weekend. If you still wish to join in on our convo, it is never, ever, ever too late. Always remember that from your girls. All you got to do is head on over to our social media sites. Hit us up on IG and Twitter at MM Live Radio, and hit us up on Facebook, if you still got one, at M&M Live Radio. Get your friends, get your family, anybody that voted, even those that did not vote, man, get them involved in the conversation, but keep it where you got it, because, you know, your girls are going to give our opinions very, very shortly. But right here, right now, as you write down your comment on our social media sites, we've got the moment you all have been waiting for, 1 minute inspiration, and bring it to you right here, right now, is my girl Mia.
It's time for the word of the day. The word of the day is discipline. Now, the dictionary defines discipline as the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior. But I found this definition that really stuck with me. It says that discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. Okay, listen, I chose this as the word of the day because some of y'all need to hear what that means. We're in the home stretch of 2018, and this means that there's no time for slacking at all. You know, I'm saying that you always have to push to your goals and crush them, right? So you need discipline in order to do that. You got to decipher between what you want now and what you want most. Yeah, I want 2 slices of pizza now, but eating something healthier so I can lose weight is what I need most. Yeah, I want to go out with my friends now, but me studying for this exam so I can graduate is what I need most. Yeah, I want to date this person now, but me loving and focusing on myself is what I need most. Need I say more? Along with discipline comes sacrifice, meaning that you got to give up your wants and desires so you can focus on your needs and achieve what you set out to accomplish. And the enemy of discipline is procrastination, meaning that you pushing off your sacrifices so you can make in order to get to where you want to be isn't going to be progressive. So you need to buckle down and really focus, okay? Have discipline now and watch everything come together later.
There you have it. 1 minute inspiration. Word of the day is discipline. Do what you have to do because you have to do it. That's what it's all about,
That's what it's all about, man. That is a screensaver of my phone. That has been my vibes all the rest of 2018. But listen, we're going to back to some more music from your favorite artist with hot tracks off the rack. Hot and sizzling on these airwaves, man. Here is Everything and More by Holland featuring Aaron Cole. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, this is hot track number three.
5-4-3-0, yeah.
I was wrong to ever let you go, you're the one. Oh, yeah. And I see it now. I give it up, 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 I give it up. Cause you deserve everything and more.
Yeah. Oh. We were best friends, yeah, I thought that you knew that. Every night on the phone we were cool, yeah. Then you said I'm all you ever wanted. But the same didn't say that I loved you, oh, oh, oh. I was too scared to admit it, oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna say what's on my mind, yeah. Wish I could go back, make things right. Should've told you like a thousand times. Should've never let you go. Yeah, now I know
I was wrong to ever let you go. You're the one,
oh, yeah.
And I see it now. I give it all, 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 I give it all. Cause you deserve everything and more, more.
Turning off the radio, our song, it's not helping. Got the same friends, no one ever ends, saying that she makes you happy.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show and the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was one of our hot tracks off the racks. Man, that was Holland featuring Aaron Cole with Everything and More.
Listen, we're going to get back to some more conversation on this week's you know, conversation, I guess, to say it the least. So this week's conversation is all centered around this question right here. We're asking, do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system just can't be trusted? Listen, we got some more comments we got over on Facebook. We're going to read them for you right here, right now.
Here we go. We got some heavy hitter ones right here. We got Chris Mokros. Thanks so much for commenting. He says, I think the answer is more about how people use their voice rather than if their voices are being heard. In this time of so many media outlets, it is almost too easy to get one voices out to the world. And as for the voting system can be trusted, I believe there have always been issues voting. Each election seems to have different focuses on voting difficulties, so it will always remain skeptical. And Serenity Collins says, both. Our voting system definitely cannot be trusted. The people in charge of ensuring a fair process are often only concerned with themselves. For example, Kemp in Georgia overseeing an election where he is a candidate. Still, I'm impressed with how close the results were in some races, specifically in Georgia and Florida, with the extreme gerrymandering and blatant voter suppression going on in both states. The governor races and some of the others were so close that they still haven't been called, which is true. If people's voices are that strong when they're being suppressed, imagine how strong they'd be if the system was fair.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. I love hearing people's other opinions, you know, on different. It kind of gives you insight, you know, it's like to what they're thinking. So yeah, I love hearing you guys' opinions on whatever the question is every single week here on M&M Live Radio. If you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at M&M Live Radio and let us know what you think about this week's conversation. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions on the question. So, Misa, do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can't be trusted?
I do want to say both. I want to try to take a side. I think that it proves that our voices can be heard. Why am I so passionate about this? It's more so because I feel like the millennial generation.
Oh, baby.
They have really showed up and showed out.
Come through.
When I tell y'all, the millennial generation, we were at those polls. We were making our voices heard. We were doing our part. They said that the percentages have went up 500%. So that's definitely something to be proud of.
That's a real thing?
Yes.
We beat over 100%?
500%. We were not playing any games.
Go us. If you're a millennial, put your hand out. Put your other hand out. And smack it. High five yourself. We did it, man. I love that. Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see not only the results as they came out, but also see the stats.
Yeah.
And also, there were so many first-time voters. A lot of people voted for the very first time this election.
Now, what is it about this? I'm trying to think. There's something about this election that made everyone, like, go vote, go vote. It was something about this that made everyone feel really, like, imperative. Like, if you don't go vote. I don't know. I've never felt this wave in our country before.
Mia, it was the power of social media. When I tell you, I've never seen election, get out and vote now, get out and vote now. Even our celebrities getting involved, I think that's what really just skyrocketed everything.
I thought it was too. Now, to give my opinion on the question, I agree with Misa. I feel like it feels like our voices can be heard. Why? Because I feel like even in the situation of our voting system not being trusted, I feel like we had the power of social media. I'm going to tell you what I saw, yo. This blew my mind. Someone was trying to vote for a certain person who was a part of a Democratic Party or something like that. It's irrelevant. Either way, they were trying to vote for someone. And when they kept pressing, because of course, you know, it's electronic.
Yeah.
When they kept pressing the name of the person they were trying to vote for, it would go to any other name aside from that person's.
Wow.
And it went viral. It was on Twitter. It had like 2 million views. And people were like, that's absolutely crazy. But the thing is that I say that your voices can be heard because if we didn't have social media, no one would know about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we were able to voice it and say, okay, this will happening in my city or my state, wherever I was. So therefore, people can be aware and like do something about it. And also with you saying the whole millennial thing, I feel like everyone was just very, very proactive in this voting season. I feel like we all did what we had to do. And I was honestly really proud of us. And I also know some cities are still, or some states, they're still trying to determine certain governors and, you know, certain political, stances where they are right now. But I mean, I think we did really good this year.
Yeah, and also to add with that, Mia, I think a lot of businesses even got involved on the election. Like there were, there was a burger joint. I can't remember exactly what the name was, but there was a burger joint. I want to say it was in Georgia that were literally saying, if you come and you show proof of your sticker or of the fact that you voted, you will get a free burger. Chipotle did something for the election. You can get like $4 entrees.
I saw Travis Scott did something regarding to his tour. Either you got like free merch or a free ticket. Either way, yeah. You got something when it came to that. But I think that's a great award, people. Because honestly, that leads people to more likely go vote. You know what I'm saying? When you give like rewards. But either way, regardless of like the freebies and all those other types of things, we went out and we voted. Yes. And I think that either way, I think that was really, really great.
Yes, yes. I definitely agree. Now to also add, Mia, the power of social media and the role that it played in this election, I feel like have been insane. I also kind of feel like the reason why this election was so important is because, like we mentioned at the earlier points of the show, women were really breaking down walls and they were really making history. And even, you know, by us being in Georgia, of course, we had been experiencing a lot of recounts and a lot of, you know, holdback when it comes to the results of who our governor is going to be. Mia, she would be the first. Stacey Abrams, she would be the first African-American female governor.
And a female,
in the country. But honestly,
and also, this would be the first time that Georgia would be a Democratic state in, like, years.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of big things happening, honestly, for, like, for women. Honestly, in a lot of states, you know what I'm saying? For, like you said, like we said in hashtags, women being, and I feel like this is an amazing time, honestly, for, like, we need women to represent us, you know, from different colors, races, you know, and political parties, but even also, like, you know, from just viewpoints, we need different people who are going to stand for us, represent us as people. Now, what do you think about people who are saying that, you know, the voting system can't be trusted? Because I'm not going to lie, when I saw that video of someone trying to vote and it not letting them, I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
Now I can see where people would say that, because when I saw that, people always say, oh, our voices can't be heard. I'm like, no, it's not. America is true. America is fair. No, I'm older.
Now,
and I see stuff
now,
like that. And you listen, I got to be more careful. I know better now. But what do you think about everyone saying how the voting system can't be trusted?
It's true. That's also true. Because, I mean, like I said at the beginning, it's actually both, you know, why our voices can't be heard, the system is still rigged. Because, I mean, I even saw just recently, we have, me and Kimo, we have a friend that is, he's been canvassing and, like, helping the campaign of Stacey Abrams and whatnot. And he was also showing a lot of people of what was been going on from the inside out. He showed that, because, you know, recently it came out that voters could vote mailing in their ballots.
Yeah, right.
People have been getting their ballots sent back to them.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, dang, that's crazy.
So that just proves that, you know, the system can't be trusted.
Dang.
You know, it's a lot of stuff going on. And even to hear that you said that electronically, they would punch in a name and it would go to everyone else other than the name that you posted. It just can't be trusted.
But listen, I will say this, though. Even though, you know, what everyone's saying, how, you know, the system can't be trusted, it's fixed, it's never fair, this, that, and the third, I don't ever want for that to stop me voting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that sometimes they want for you to be like, oh, yeah, you don't trust it, so therefore just don't
you
vote.
You don't matter.
Exactly. So therefore, I wouldn't want anyone to take that away from me. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like either way, at least go out and go do your part. You know what I'm saying? And that's for any elections to come. Either way, go out and do what you got to do. We can boycott the system or post about what our issues were, or we can try to get it fixed or whatever we got to do. We got to do what we got to do. We'll do it. I mean, if that's what we got to do, we're going to do it. But what I'm saying is the fact that if you still go out and go do your part for your nation, for your country, for your community, and therefore you can make a change, and that could even help with the whole system, the system problem.
Yeah. And even piggyback off of that, and as we kind of close with our conversation here, once again, thanks to everybody that decided to comment on the question. Of course, it's never too late. You can still give us your opinions on our social media. Mia, do you think that this election, this midterm election, sets the tone for future elections?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I think, I hate to say it, like as if it's a political person, but when Cardi B was talking, I think it was the Made in America tour. I mean, the show, I'm not really sure which one it was. But either way, she was kind of like, people were kind of didn't take, you know, our presidential election very seriously. They were kind of like, oh, you know, I mean, they're not really going to let them into office. And then you see where we are now. I feel like people are kind of like, okay, this is serious. We can't put R.I.P. Harambe on voting ballots anymore. Like, no, it's serious. You need to vote for the people who are running and give your voice and give your opinion for who you feel like you want to represent you.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually think that the last election, the last big election, of course, when President Trump was in, or when he got elected into office, I think a lot of people thought that that was a joke.
Yeah,
I think so too. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I thought it was a joke too, because, I mean, he's not a political person.
Or at least, you were for sure that people wouldn't vote for him, or that he, like, he would win. I think that, was where a lot of people were coming from.
I think ever since that, and ever since this election came about, I think this definitely sets the tone for future elections to come. And I think a lot of people take it seriously now.
Yeah.
Kudos to everybody that actually got up, got out, brushed their teeth, put clothes on, and stood in those lines
and got
vote.
That voting sticker.
Man, you did what you had to do.
You did what you had to do. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and give your opinions, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Facebook too at M&M Live Radio. And let us know, do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can be trusted? But listen, man, we're not going to talk your ear off any more. Let's get back to some more music. Okay, all right. Listen, here is Pull Me Through by Jordan Armstrong. So keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's M&M Live Radio. The song is for you. Come on, Jordan, bring it.
Music may be loud, it's just to dance away the danger. Even though we're grooving, it's got over ya. I had to cut my burdens loose just so I wouldn't slip. So it's God be the glory, I'd have made another year. Yeah. Always on time, yeah, you do it. And you're always on time like I knew it. You never let me down when you do it. No, you never let me down, pull me through it. Cause you made it through. Yeah, he made a way for you. I'm so glad you made it through. And I could cry all the time, but I know he's with me. I could whine all the time, but I won't know. You make me so happy when I tell you I'm the same. I really love you, Jesus, I really love you. Always on time, yeah, you do it.
Track number 4.
Bump this.
She got aesthetic. Huh? Pocket the Benz and go bandit. Huh? Figuring got me a planet. Huh? Pocket the jersey, retire it. Huh? She got aesthetic. Huh? Pulling my heart, a bandit. Huh? Got me up out of the planet. Huh? Keeping my heart, catch it, huh? Yeah, catch it. She got aesthetic. Huh? Pocket the Benz and go bandit. Huh? Figuring got me a planet. Huh? Pocket the jersey, retire it. Huh? She got aesthetic. Huh? Pulling my heart, a bandit. Huh? Got me up out of the planet. Keeping my heart, catch it, huh? Yeah, catch
it. She got aesthetic. Whoa. Killing it like a corpse, huh? Keep it on fleek, of course. Whoa. Schooling them like a course. Ooh, wow. She got aesthetic. Whoa. Wanna meet like a tan, huh? Wanna cuff, you need a plan. Whoa. We don't date boys, only men. Ooh, wow. Catch me in your city. OMG, she looking pretty. Not conceited, yes, she witty. So on fire, yes, she litty. Ooh, yes, she got aesthetic. But she holy, they don't get it. Make you go and get them bands. Go shoot your shot, make her a wedding.
She got aesthetic.
Huh? Back of the bands, go bend it.
Huh? Figuring got me a planet.
Huh? Back of the jersey, retire it.
Huh? She got aesthetic.
Huh? Putting my heart, abandoned.
Huh? Got me up out of the planet.
Huh? Keeping my heart, catch it, huh?
Yeah,
catch it.
She got aesthetic. Huh? Pack at the Benz and go bandit. Huh? Figuring got me a planet. Huh? Back of the jersey, retire it. Huh? She got aesthetic. Huh? Pulling my heart, abandoned. Huh? Got me up out of the planet.
Okay.
Keeping my heart, catch it, huh? Yeah, catch it.
It's Master P for passion. I father the streets, I'm pappy. La mama aesthetic is flashing.
Wow.
The static a shock, a savage. Shock. The caddy a pot, the ratchet. Racing on heart for splashing.
Splash.
They really don't pot, they capping. I pull up a speedboat for drinking a me social. This is the link up.
Okay.
She get the heat tuck on.
Okay.
I was off the magic.
Yeah.
Beeper buzzing havoc.
Yeah.
I swear but didn't crash it. My diamonds looking flashy like.
Aesthetic.
Huh. I was off the magic.
Wow.
My beeper buzzing havoc.
Surfboard.
I swear but didn't crash it.
Okay.
My diamonds looking flashy.
She got aesthetic.
Huh?
Pack at the Benz and go bandit.
Okay.
Figuring got me a planet.
Oh yeah.
Pack at the jersey, retire it.
Surfboard.
She got aesthetic.
Yeah.
Pulling my heart, abandoned.
Wow.
Got me up out of the planet.
Okay.
Keeping my heart, catch it, huh? Yeah, catch it.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was She Got Aesthetic.
Yeah, aesthetic. Listen, I've heard this song everywhere.
Really?
On social media. I first saw it through Wande, who's featured on the song. Killed her verse, by the way.
Oh yeah.
But listen, I saw her post about it, and this, I just saw everyone was just this so much buzz regarding this one song, and I was like, and I heard it, and I was like, yes, kind of saucy.
Yeah.
But I was like, we have to play this on the show.
Yeah, it was so saucy, man. Dripping all types of ways. But the thing is, we met Wande. She's maybe 5'0", but she kills.
She killed, but again, that was She Got Aesthetic by Not Collide featuring Wande and Paris Cariz.
Yes, most definitely. But if you guys are just now tuning in, listen, we had a great conversation a little earlier on in the show about voting. Mia, give it to him one time.
Listen, this week's conversation was all about, you know, the voting season that we just left. This was the conversation for this week. Do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can't be trusted?
Man, listen, we had a great conversation. It's never too late. Join in on the conversation on Instagram, Twitter at MM Live Radio, and Facebook at MM Live Radio. But Mia, this was our first time voting away from each other. We didn't vote together.
Oh, yeah, because our first time, the last time was my first time voting, the presidential elections.
Yeah.
This was our first time not voting together.
What was your voting experience like?
I mean, it was boring.
Really?
It wasn't anything really special. We stood in line, you know, they gave
How
us everything.
How long you wait?
Probably like 5 minutes. It wasn't long. I did early voting.
Yeah.
I was not going to stand in those lines come November 6th. I just wasn't. So I early voted with my grandparents and my mom. And we were just in and out. Just quick. They gave me my little sticker and I was out.
Get out. So look. So me, my husband, Kimo, we went voting together for the first time. And it was dope. It was really cool. We went to like the little recreational center that's in our community and whatnot. They took our information. I voted in and out like Mia said because we early voted.
Yeah.
And they gave us props to take pictures.
Props.
They gave us props that said hashtag I voted or yo voté. And then we gave us our sticker.
Aww.
And it had a backdrop with the whole vote. It was crazy.
Yo.
Very, very creative.
Man.
And it just really made our experience
I'm
just
gonna
amazing.
I'm going to have to talk to my county. We got to step it up. That sounds like a whole party.
It was. We had a great time. And a lot of people were in. They were out. And that was about it.
But listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's conversation. If you still want to go ahead and comment, listen, go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and let us know, do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can't be trusted? And guys, listen, make sure you guys do all of those things. Join in this week's conversation as always.
Yes, most definitely. And be sure to follow your girls on all social media. Like us on Facebook at MM Live Radio.
And follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at MM Live Radio.
And we hope you guys enjoyed today's show just as much as we did. But like Mia said, don't forget that you can still give us your opinions on this week's conversation.
That's right. Just go to our social media and tell us, answer this question. Do you think this year's midterm election proves that our voices can be heard or our voting system can be trusted?
Make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or iHeartRadio. And for more info, go to our website. Go to our website. Go to our website.
Go to our website.
At NisaAndMia.com/podcast.
Listen, tune into Eminem Live Radio next week because our amazing, one of our amazing followers wrote to us and they're in need of some advice and bliss. We're going to give it to them live on the air. Don't miss next week's Dear Eminem letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to give the credit where it's due.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because that's not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Mia, can you believe that we are already in November?
Listen, I already said in my 1 minute inspiration, we are in the home stretch of 2018. Listen, man, I need for you guys to seize every opportunity. Listen, whether it's you gotta laugh, you need to be around people you love, make memories, make the most of the rest of this year. Listen, if this year has been crap from January to right now, listen, you have all from right now all the way into December 31st to make it worth it. Listen, like Misa said, confess every single day. Confess every single day that it's the best day of your life. Do that every single day. When you wake up, that is a blessing in itself. Seize that moment. Listen, you're breathing for it. If you breathe in, you achieve. And didn't Snoop Dogg say it, Misa?
That's what he
I'm
said.
I'm living my best life.
Make sure you smile. Smile every single day. But like Mia said, make sure you use every single opportunity and be grateful and be thankful. I know that we're in November. Don't wait till Thanksgiving to be thankful and grateful for every opportunity,
Preach.
Every situation, every single smile, every single rainy day, or even every single sunny day. Man, this year could still be the best year of your life.
But listen, it's all in your hands. Don't let your situation or your circumstances, your environment that you're in right now, dictate how you're feeling. Don't ever let the things going around you dictate your emotions. You have power over them, how you feel, how you wake up every morning, how you decide to view your everyday life. You have the power. Your life is in your hands. So therefore, don't give that to anyone else. Your happiness, your joy, all of that is right there in your very hands. So therefore, you got to use it.
Yes, 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 most definitely. So like we said, man, confess every single day to be the best of your life. And even when it comes to the election, if you don't like the outcome, listen, your voice still matters. Everything can still work out in the best. And you still matter at the end.
You can still go to your city hall and still tell them what you want to see. Don't think that just because you're the person who you voted for isn't in the office that you still don't have, your voice still can't be heard.
Yeah.
That is not the case at all. Still go up there, be in their faces every single day. Write a letter if you need to, but make sure your voice is heard regardless of what's going on.
Just be involved in your community.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you can still change the future. Everything can change with one person and the power of one person.
You just got to believe it.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. But Mia, let's go ahead and get out of here, man. But we thank you guys so much and we love you for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. That's Woo. Right. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.